Right, lovely. So we're talking about some research that's been done about sensitive skin. Now, do you think, as a rule, that people are aware that they've got sensitive skin? Because I imagine there's a lot of people around that aren't even aware that they have a problem.
No, absolutely right. I mean, I see people in the surgery all the time, and I'm thinking, you know, they've got very red skin or dry skin or flaky skin, and they haven't mentioned it. And it looks so sore. Their eyelids look so sore. Their cheeks look sore. And 93% of all British women use cosmetics, and some of those cosmetics contain any number of industrial, synthetically produced chemicals, which could be part of that irritation.
And is there anything in particular, if we're buying products, that we should look out for that can cause irritation?
Well, absolutely. I mean, many cosmetics tell you what they're going to do in terms of your looks and appearance, but what they don't tell you is what's in there. And they don't tell you that could be part of the problem that you have with your irritant skin. And when you consider that women spend £1.1 billion every month it's a lot of money. And what I would say to people, especially if they've got sensitive skin, which 50% of people do in this country, particularly skin that is dry or eczematous, that has acne, rosacea or psoriasis, is choose a product which is going to be kind to your skin, which doesn't block the pores, and which is neutral in acidity or pH for the skin. And one of the best kept secrets is something called Cetaphil, Cetaphil, which has been used in the States for many years and has been clinically trialled on over 4,000 patients with skin conditions. And it is very safe, very kind on the skin. It can be used as a cleanser, moisturiser or cream, and it can be used in children as well.
Sounds like a wonder treatment.
Well, it's something that just doesn't contain the chemicals that can cause problems, and it's very kind on the skin, and it can be used in combination with pharmaceutical creams and ointments that are prescribed for a particular skin condition.
And is it a case you should really not just pick something when you buy it because it's cheap? You should really think about what you're buying, because you're putting it on your face, which is seen by so many people.
Well, very much so. I mean, skin conditions are very common. And of course, if it's a condition on the face, it's particularly noticeable. And we are a much more image conscious society these days. So I would say don't just put anything on your face, anything that sounds right or someone else is using. Do a little bit of research or thinking about what you're going to do. And if you've got sensitive skin, which many, many millions of people do in this country, you don't want to be putting things on there which are going to make it worse, that are going to block the pores or dry out the skin. So many things dry out the skin, and so many cleansers do. So choose one that is pH neutral to the skin, doesn't block the pores, and can be used with or without water as a cleanser, as a cream, as a moisturiser. And Cetaphil is not as widely available as certain things, but you can find it in Lloyds Pharmacies, in Victoria Health, and online at www.cetaphil.co.uk.
I'm liking the sound of that, because I myself have sensitive skin, so I'm obviously a little bit careful about what I put on it. But I find this time of the year, the sun doesn't help, does it? Because it can make your skin even more sensitive.
Very much so. I mean, it dries the skin tremendously, and a lot of people walking around with dry, cracked lips at the moment and wondering why they're getting cold sores and having to lick their lips and make it even drier because of the enzymes in saliva. So I think thinking about looking after the lips with a lip salve, with UV protection, using a good skin cream and cleanser, I think it's really important. And our skin really is... You know, if we've got good skin when we look in the mirror, I think a lot of us feel a lot more confident.
Do you know, I get a bit panicky if I come to work and find I haven't got a lip balm with me. Mm. And I probably have got loads because I have to go and buy one, because then I don't need it. But then if I haven't got it, it's like I need it. So
it's Murphy's Law, isn't it? If you haven't got it, you're going to need it.
So any suggestions, as you say, for this time of year, with obviously sun protection is a huge factor at this time of year, isn't it? Especially if you've got sensitive skin.
Well, it's been really hot lately and you don't have to spend long out there to get a bit of sunburn. So I would say, use your basic your cream. I mean, Cetaphil's fine as a base, but then you still need your sunscreen, and you can put your sunscreen on top, which will either reflect the light or absorb it. And use a sun protection factor which is adequate for your skin type. If you're blonde, blue-eyed, and pale-skinned, you're going to need something at least sun protection factor 15-20. And that gives you 15 to 20 times longer in the sun without burning than you would without it.
And does our skin get more sensitive to the sun as you get older? Because I've noticed this year, because my skin's not a skin that burns very, it's quite sort of olivey, But this year in particular, I can't go out in the sun without a really high protection factor because I go red really quickly.
Yeah, no, I think that is the case. I think people, with you know, as the years go by, they are more sensitive. The damage is equally done to younger skins, and there's an accumulative radiation damage in younger skin. But as you get older, you become less tolerant to ultraviolet radiation. Our skin gets redder quicker. We find it harder to make the pigment that we need to do to protect us.
Oh, so I'm not imagining it. That's
no,
right.
No, it's not in the mind.
Just before you go, we must ask you, is the Southwest a spot that you like to holiday in?
Oh, gosh, yes. My aunt has a place in Foy. And I just love that estuary. You know, I love coming down there. I love the fields and the boats and the, you know, and the pubs and the bars. Fantastic, lovely place.
And do you get a chance to have many holidays? Because we, you know, you're quite hectic, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm going to spend more time down there in the future. And I love the scrumpy too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And what about pasties? Have you pasties
as well?
And cream cheese?
That's like a bit of stodge now and again. Absolutely.
Oh, obviously, as a doctor, you can't recommend that diet all the time, but occasionally is all right.
I think a little bit of what you fancy does you good.
That's lovely. Thank you very much for that. Nice to speak to you.
And to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye.